Welcome to the April edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In the coming months, the AES has several international conferences on its agenda, both in the planning stages and ready to accept your registration. In this month's journal, you'll find previews of two major events coming up in June, for which registration is now open. From the 14th to the 16th in Denver, Colorado, is the Conference on Audio Forensics, chaired by Jeff Smith of the National Center for Media Forensics. With increasing attendance at these events, the conference has become the hub for researchers and practitioners to exchange ideas and foster new approaches to address problems that are evolving every day. The conference program will include paper presentations and discussions, as well as workshops on topics related to forensic audio. There will also be training in the days immediately before and after the conference, provided by the National Center for Media Forensics in its classroom across the street. Then from June 20th to the 22nd at Columbia College in Chicago, we'll run the Conference on Music-Induced Hearing Disorders, chaired by Michael Santucci. With the advent and omnipresence of portable listening devices and louder sound systems for live sound reproduction, the interest in music-induced hearing disorders and their measurement and prevention is global. This conference will provide attendees with a detailed understanding of state-of-the-art hearing loss prevention strategies and the devices as they relate to music production and reproduction. Check out the full programs on the AES website. Continuing the international conference theme, we're opening two further calls for contributions to conferences that will run in 2013. The first of these is an event on audio for games to take place in London in February, while the second is dedicated to audio education, taking place at Middle Tennessee State University in July. Time to start thinking about your plans for next year's research publications, so stay tuned for further details. Speaking of contributing to conferences and conventions, we'd be interested to hear from people that would be willing to act as reviewers for the 133rd AES convention taking place later this year in San Francisco. You'll find a call for reviewers in this month's issue. We're also inviting contributions to a special issue of the journal dedicated to audio networking. Recent advances in networking technology and the availability of high bandwidth connectivity have made audio networking a rapidly growing area within the AES. Guest editors Richard Foss and Jeremy Cooperstock have therefore decided that the focus of this special issue will be to enlighten the AES community about the various challenges associated with the network distribution of sound and some of the innovative approaches to these challenges. Continuing the audio networking theme, our technical writer, Francis Rumsey, picks up key themes in the field for this month's feature article. Audio networking was the topic of a major international conference run by the AES in San Diego last November, and we report on the various attempts being made to improve interoperability between the main players, as well as approaches to remote control and network management that could enable the universal integration of networked audio and video resources. You'll find three refereed papers and an engineering report in the front of the journal this month. First up, Kyun-Sup Lee and his colleagues present a switched convolution reverberator design that attempts to avoid the normally high memory and computation cost by managing steady state and transient signals separately. They suggest various ways of getting around the problem of unwanted periodicity with transients using a convolved noise sequence that is updated regularly. Tomomi Hishigaiwa and Mikio Toyama explain that the harmonics of a vibrating piano string are not pure harmonics of the fundamental, leading to the need for a cluster line spectrum analysis model to capture the decay and cluster time sequence model to analyze the initial transient. Lastly, Marcel Walterman, Alexander Rocca, and Sebastian Moller discussed the direct quantification of latent speech quality dimensions and a further paper relating to the special issue on perceptual quality evaluation started earlier this year. They show that naive listeners were able to distinguish three quality dimensions in speech transmission systems after brief training, namely discontinuity, noisiness, and coloration. The limited number of scales has the benefit of enabling lower experimental effort. This month's engineering report originates from Bruce Koenig and Douglas Lacey, and deals with the detailed subject of authenticating header data from WMA files made by small Olympus audio recorders. This can apparently be an important issue in the analysis of forensic audio evidence, because common audio editing systems have been found to alter WMA file headers when the file is re-encoded. Finally, in the April issue, you can catch up on all the latest news of AES section events around the world and the most recent developments in audio products, as well as updated details of recently joined members and section contacts. Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal entirely dedicated to audio engineering on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.